Support for WAMC comes from Marshall and Sterling, insurance for business, home, auto, bonds, group benefits, and financial planning since 1864. Our people are your best insurance. Offices in New Windsor, Middletown, and Monticello. MarshallSterling.com. Good morning. It's 7:19 with WAMC Sports News. I'm Jared Crowfoot. In the NHL playoffs, Chris Kreider steered in a pass from Rick Nash 7 minutes and 3 seconds into overtime, and the New York Rangers stayed alive with a 4-3 victory over the Bruins on Thursday night. Henrik Lundqvist turned back 37 shots for the Rangers. New York still trails the series 3-1 and will need to win again on Saturday in Boston to force a Game 6 back in Madison Square Garden. Elsewhere, Detroit shut out Chicago 2-0. The top-seeded Blackhawks trail the number 7 team 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinals. And Los Angeles beat San Jose 3-0. The Kings lead that series 3-2. Moving over to baseball news, the Indians beat the Red Sox 12-3 in manager Terry Francona's return to Fenway Park. Francona was let go by Boston after the 2011 season. He got a standing ovation after the first inning during a video tribute. Injured Yankees first baseman Mark Teixeira could soon start playing in minor league games. The All-Star has been out since injuring his right wrist in early March. Teixeira says he hopes to begin a rehabilitation assignment sometime next week. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Detroit over Minnesota 7-6, Toronto doubled up Baltimore 12-6, and the Angels defeated Kansas City 5-4. In the National League, Pittsburgh won against the Cubs 4-2. In other sports news, fullback Henry Hynoski of the New York Giants will have surgery today after hurting his left knee in the team's organized training activity. Finally, UAlbany was eliminated by Stony Brook 3-1 in the America East Conference baseball tournament. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.